7-4 on the year for Coach Luke Santa. And the Pawnee City Indians, coached by Tim Cluck, they are 2-17 on the season, and they draw the number one seed, Fall City Shaking Heart, in the first round of the sub-districts here. That's the first game of two tonight on KTNC. After we finish up the Pawnee City and Shaking Heart game, it will be the Humboldt Table Rock Skinner Titans taking on the Sterling Jets in the other D2 sub-district 1 semifinal. Pawnee City and Shaking Heart out there warming up as we get ready to tip this one off in just a couple of minutes. We'll take a two-minute timeout, come back, and give you the starting lineups on KTNC.
Life's better with an auto policy from American Family Insurance. No matter what dreams you're driving towards. That's because you'll feel totally protected with the right auto coverage. Plus, you'll save up to 23% when you bundle auto and home with our expert agents. American Family Insurance.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Contact Britt Harson Agent at B. Harson Agency, Inc. in Falls City or Auburn. Call 402-245-2605.
Hey, everyone. This is Andy Armbruster at Armbruster Motor Company in Falls City, Nebraska. Are you in the market for a new or quality pre-owned vehicle? Look us up online at armbrustermotors.com. You'll find a great selection of new and quality one-owner vehicles. For 70 years, we've been servicing Southeast Nebraska, Northeast Kansas, and Northwest Missouri. So be sure to look us up. Your next vehicle is waiting at Armbruster Motor Company in Falls City, Nebraska.
Armbruster Motors, a tradition of commitment. Armbruster's got the extra mile.
Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City. From farm to market, you can count on Consolidated Grain and Barge to add value to your operation. They're well-equipped to handle your grain quickly and efficiently. They focus on fast and friendly service to help move your grain safely and efficiently while providing exceptional service to you. Call today Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City and discuss alternative marketing solutions.
Jen's Country Meats has deep family values. They are a USDA-inspected meat processing plant providing their customers with quality custom meats and award-winning sausages. Jen has won awards for his products at state, national, and even internationally. Call Jen's Country Meats at 402-839-4635 to schedule your next beef, pork, or deer processing. Or stop in for some of those award-winning sausages in a variety of flavors. Jen's Country Meats in Table Rock.
You are listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
And we welcome back here to the Rowe Activity Center. Let's take a look at the starting lineups for today's ball game. First of all, for the visitors from Pawnee City, they will go with 5'2" junior Kara Pierce, 5'7" freshman Emily Scatula, 5'6" junior Cameron Ottersberg, 5'8" sophomore Maddie Osborne, and 5'8" senior, the only senior on the team, Hallie Fridley. For the Irish, Coach Luke Sandwich, 5'8" senior McKinley Shull, 5'5" sophomore Avery Santo, 5'6" sophomore Daisy Witt, 5'9" junior Gentry Lechtenberg, and 5'9" freshman Hallie Jones, your starting five tonight for Falls City Sacred Heart. While we are getting ready to go here before introductions, we will take another two-minute timeout and be back with the tip on KTNC.
El Camino Electric in Falls City can help you with all your electrical problems. With over 15 years' experience, licensed, insured, and bonded, El Camino Electric serves agriculture, residential, and commercial clients in Southeast Nebraska. El Camino can also give free estimates on any major electrical work you have done. Want the best? Call El Camino Electric in Falls City. Call 402-245-3628. El Camino Electric in Falls City, your electrical problem solver.
Life moves fast. And so does F&M Bank. Have you downloaded our convenient mobile banking app? With our app, F&M Bank is now in your pocket with 24/7 access anytime, anywhere. Check balances, transfer funds, and even pay bills with just a tap. F&M Bank's mobile app transforms banking into a seamless experience. Download the F&M Bank app today and take charge of your finances while experiencing banking at your fingertips. Because your time is precious, and so is your money. F&M Bank Falls City. Local decisions. Local solutions. Local focus. Member FDIC.
Farm and City Supply, we take good care of you. Family. family owned with the best brands in the business. We've got wall-to-wall selection, yes we do. Your Country Pots and Superstore, we've got what you're looking for. For your farm, for your home, for your family, yes it's true. Farm and City Supply, we take good care of you.
Farm and City Supply, North 73 Highway in Falls City.
The attorneys at Halbert, Dunn, and Burns LLC in Southeast Nebraska provide quality legal services in the areas of real estate, trust, estate planning, probate, business planning, and personal injury litigation. If you need help with a legal issue, call Mike Dunn or Tracy Burns at 402-245-4486 to schedule an appointment at Halbert, Dunn, and Burns LLC in Falls City.
You are listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Hellman's Ford, your local Ford Lincoln dealer in Falls City, has many great cars and trucks, like the F-150 and so many more. If you need a used vehicle, Hellman's has them. If you need a car with good gas mileage, Hellman's has them. See Brenner Dennis Hellman and Hellman's Ford, your local Ford Lincoln dealer in Falls City. Hellman's Ford has everything you need to keep your vehicle running from parts and service. You can view Hellman's Ford entire inventory online at HellmansFord.com.
Tecumseh Family Health and Adams Primary Care are proudly owned by Johnson County Hospital. Our family practice, including Drs. Ben Beal, Zach Templemeyer, Grant Salzgaber, and physician's assistants Elizabeth Gaber, Sarah Sharples, and Katie Grease, offer services from wellness visits to acute care, working together for better health care and supporting happy, healthy lifestyles. I am Lisa Boer, Clinic Manager of Tecumseh Family Health and Adams Primary Care, inviting you to call 402-335-2811 to visit about your health care needs.
Since the day Frontier Bank first opened its doors to business in 1880, we've served the credit and investment needs of this area. The money that's deposited with us is reinvested locally in the form of loans to area families, farms, and small businesses, where it can help create new opportunities for everyone in our community. Stop by and talk to one of our lenders.
Visit us at frontier.bank. Frontier Bank, a tradition of community banking. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender in Falls City.
We all know the benefits of diet and exercise. They can help you get healthy and stay healthy. We're here to care for you with the latest medicine, therapies, and technology.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
And we walk you back here to the Rural Activity Center. Sorry about that. We got cut off there for a second. Sigurd got the tip. Gentry Lichtenberg got fouled. She's at the free throw line, and she steps up and hits her first two free throw attempts of the ball game. That gives her exactly 100 made free throws on the season for Sacred Heart. That's 70% on the year. So here we go. The other way, Pawnee City basketball, and the Indians are going to turn it over, I think, or was it tipped? It was over and back. The Irish did not tip the basketball. Chasing it back was Hallie Fritton. And we're going to have the ball now to the Irish in the front court. Inbounding will be McKinley Shaw, the lone senior for the Irish. Take the ball inside the paint. Lichtenberg spins, right hand up and good. And a quick start for the Irish. 4-0. Lichtenberg's got all four Irish points. The front court comes Kara Pierce all the way to the hole, up off the rim, no good. Rebound grabbed up by Gentry Lichtenberg. She's on the run the other way. Oh, nobody turned around. She's going to go coast to coast. Can't connect on the layup. Tie up on the rebound between Scholl and Fridley, the two seniors. And the ball will stay. No, to go to Pawnee City on the alternating possession here. So we have now 7:07 to go here in the first quarter. 4-0. The Irish have the lead. And Fridley has it front court between the circles off the left side now to Osborne. Maddie Osborne driving up, spins around, gets the ball away to Fridley again. And now it's taken away from Annalise Gatula. And it's going to be McKinley Shaw on the run. She'll bounce it across to Lichtenberg, who lays it up and in. The assist to McKinley Shaw. 6-0, Sacred Heart early on. Up the floor we go. Bounce pass in, turn around, Ottersberg won't go, rebound brought down by Lichtenberg. All the way forward, she'll get the ball away to Dacey Witt, couldn't catch it, drop the ball out of bounds, and it will go to Pawnee City. Indians have the basketball, looking for their first point. J.C. Wood going to put on a little pressure on the ball handler. He brings it up the left side. That's Kara Pierce. Kara will go to the baseline, spin around, give the ball up there to Fridley. Fridley cross court now, hands the ball away to Gatula again. They are manned up defensively, down, picked up by Hallie Jones, and back out to the top of the basketball is Maddie Osborne, and she got the feet moving before the ball got on the deck. Traveling the call, and it will be Irish basketball in front of their own bench. So bringing it up the floor will be Dacey Witt. Sophomore works to the right side of the floor, hands off to Lechtenberg. Comes cross court near left side as we look at it as Irish go right to left. Down the lane, Shull, and the scoop is up and good for McKinley Shull. Timeout, Pawnee City trailing 8-0 here early on, and we are back in 30 seconds on KTNC.
Tri-State Truck and Tractor Repair of Falls City handles anything that comes their way, from oil changes to complete engine rebuilds. Your truck and tractor equals their passion, and repair is their satisfaction. So keep calm and call Tri-State Truck and Tractor Repair to keep trucking and tractoring on. Tri-State Truck and Tractor Repair in Falls City, 402-245-2908.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
We welcome you back here to the Rowe Activity Center in Falls City. Coming up here tonight at 5:45, the Falls City Tiger Girls will take on Platteview in Class C1 Sub-District Action. Randy Couture will have that over on Sunny 101.3, our sister station. After that, he will bring you Auburn and Syracuse in the 2-seed versus 3-seed matchup at Platteview tonight. See how those go. Platteview's the number one seed. They have a record of 11-10 on the year. We'll see how that goes tonight, see if the Tigers can knock them off and advance to the sub-district finals on Thursday evening. Here we go. After the timeout by Pawnee City, it will be inbounded to Osborne. Osborne in the backcourt gives the ball up now to Annalise Katula, who brings it across up the right side. Now Katula works the free throw line, gets the ball away. Fridley has it back over to Osborne, left side, and down to Katula. That is Annalise Katula with it. Trapped in the corner, needs help, and bounces it in. Hallie Jones reached in to take it away. Held ball as she gets tied up there with Cameron Ottersberg. And the alternating possession goes to Sacred Heart. So the Irish get the ball back here. Bring it in to Witt. Witt following Shull, talking to her as they move it up the floor. Now it goes off to Avery Sando on the right side. Cross to the high post to Lechtenberg. Lechtenberg at the top of the key. Out it goes to Witt. Fake the three. Pass underneath to Jones. Off the glass. Up and good for about 3 feet for Hallie Jones. And the assist goes to Dacey Witt. Taking Hart up 10-0 here early on. Here's the ball knocked away by Shull. Can't catch up with it. And we're going to go back the other way now. Off the glass, it won't go for the Indians. We've got a foul called against Sacred Heart here on the layup attempt. Foul will go on Hallie Jones, first foul of the ball game. And at the free throw line will be Annalise Gatoup, I believe. I think it's number two. She's got one of them long ponytails always in the way. Yep. Gatoup missed the first one. She'll get another one here. Jones comes out of the ball game, replaced by 5'6 freshman Dorothy Krause for the Irish. Sacred Heart continues now, if it looks like the rest of the season, without Sadie Tisdall, a 5'7 junior, injured several weeks ago, the shoulder injury. And that makes the score 10-1 as the free throw goes through. 4:40 left in the opening period here at Falls City, Sacred Heart. Stand with the free throw line, moves down, kicks it out to Shull for three from the right side, too strong. Long rebound comes out of there. Checking in on that last break was Erica Guerra, 5'2 freshman. Across the court now, inside. Ottersberg turns off the glass. It's up and good for about 8 feet. Cameron Ottersberg with the first field goal tonight for the Pawnee City Indians. bring the ball up the floor. Lechtenberg frees the line, spins around a defender. Layup is good with the right hand. Lechtenberg with 8 already, his 12-3, Sacred Heart. Out of the right side of the basketball goes Maddie Osborne. Pass middle, left stolen away by Lechtenberg. Lechtenberg lobs it or throws it ahead of the bounce. Scholl couldn't connect, got her own rebound, and then got fouled. Here's the Pawnee City foul. It will be on 15, Hallie Fridley.
Fouls on Fridley.
Her first team foul, number one of the game. And that puts McKinley Scholl at the line for the Irish. Up and rattles it home. She has 3 points. Taking her up 13-3. Jones is back in for the Irish, and out comes Daisy Witt. Pawnee City has Navia Blackett in the ball game, and the free throw is good for McKinley Scholl, and it's 14-3 for the Irish. They're up by 11. To the front court we go now with the basketball in the hands of 13-3, Erica Garrett, and we've got a turnover, travel violation on Pawnee City before they get rid of the basketball, and it will be Scholl to inbound it now. Avery Santo moves to the point with Witt on the bench. Weave out top, hand the ball off. It'll be Scholl. Pass it right side to Krause, and now on the right wing. Scholl with it, moves in, back out top, and Lechtenberg going down the lane, floats it up and in. Hit the rim, went to the board, and came back in. She's got 10 points, and the Irish now up by 13. 16-3, 3:10 to go in the first quarter. Pass ahead to Maddie Osborne. Off the right side of the ball now to Annalise Gatula. Cross-court pass tipped by Scholl, stolen by Scholl. Goes through traffic and is knocked away. Good job defensively hustling back there. Erica Garrett pushed the ball back into McKinley Scholl, and she was carrying it, running up the court to defense by Pawnee City. Into the game for the Irish comes Brooklyn Biebermeier. 5'5 sophomore checking in there for Gentry Lechtenberg. Osborne with it between the circles with the dribble. Looks, pass to the post with the basketball is going to be Ottersberg, and we've got a whistle and a foul. Foul on Hallie Jones. So Hallie has her second foul. She's being kind of hoggish with him. She's got both team fouls so far for the Irish. Go check back out. Lechtenberg back in for Sacred Heart. Osborne goes out for Pawnee City, and let's see who else is in there. Back in there, Kinsley Benson, a 5'5 freshman. Shot up, no good from the left baseline, put up there by Blackett. Can't connect, and the ball ends up out of bounds off of the Pawnee City Indians. Irish basketball. Working up the floor will be Santo. Between the circles, off the right side to Biebermeier. Look, she drug her pivot foot. She stepped with the left foot and drug the right foot along with her. And it goes back now to Pawnee City on the turnover. With 2:29 to go in the first quarter, 16-3, the Irish up by 13. Bringing it up, Emily Scatula for the Indians. She'll pass it off there for Erica Garrett. Moves to the right side to Benson. Benson going to the middle, reaching in, is going to be the Irish. Held ball as McKinley Scholl gets a hold of it. It'll be Pawnee City ball. The Indians will bring in Addie Sisko, a 6'1" freshman now. She'll check in there for Cameron Ottersberg. Triggering from the baseline, Pawnee City bringing it in. It'll be a Blackett. She gets it right back, and the three ball from the right corner is up. No good. Scholl with the rebound for the Irish. Ahead she goes to Lechtenberg, and a layup at the other end against the defense. She got back in a hurry. Lechtenberg up and over the defense has 12 of the first 18 for the Irish. It's now a 15-point advantage for the Irish. To the front court, Benson around a defender, bounce pass back and right to Krause. Krause with a steal for the Irish, a ball batted out of bounds now by Emily Scatula for Pawnee City. And the Irish get the ball near midcourt. Two more Pawnee City players checking in here. Madeline Gatula, 5'4 freshman, checking in along with Daniela Gira, a 5'4 freshman. Pawnee's a very young basketball team coming into this contest. They've got a very young squad going at this one tonight. Lechtenberg at the free throw line out to Witt. Three ball from the top of the key is up and down. A.C. Witt with the triple and assist to Lechtenberg. Pawnee City down now by 18. Into the front court we go with the basketball and the dribble. It's going to be Guerin. Guerin will hand it off now to Benson. Benson moving left. Back to Guerin. Starts in with the dribble. Back out to Benson. Thought about it. Couldn't get the shot away. And traveling as the ball is pushed off to the side to Erica Guerin. Erica called for the walk, and it will be Irish ball. Joel checks out for Sacred Heart. Into the game for the Irish. Now Elise Reschke, a 5'8 freshman. Up the floor, Witt, right side. Biebermeier to Witt. She's going to fire a long one. That's Biebermeier. Up too strong from the right column wing. And now the rebound is grabbed up by Daniela Guerra for Pawnee City. Up the floor with the ball, Kinsley Benson. And we come off and traveling called again as the Indians make the pass to the sideline. Pawnee City bringing Emily Scatula back into the ball game here. Checking out will be Erica Guerra. And Daisy Witt will bring the ball up the floor for Sacred Heart. Between circles, she'll pass it off to Biebermeier. Back to Witt. Back to Biebermeier with 39 seconds to go in the quarter. Biebermeier holds, dribbles into the free throw circle. Pass is tipped and stolen away by Madeline Gatula. Gatula now the ball ahead. Driving, nobody looking defensively. And wide open, easy layup for Navia Blacka. 21-5 in our score now. The Irish up by 16, 18 seconds to go in the period. Witt to Lechtenberg. Free throw line, dribbles in, cut off, and reach in, foul. Got her on the arm, did Pawnee City. The foul on Madeline Gatula, her first, third team foul of quarter number one. From the baseline, the Irish will inbound it. Going in to Kraus on the left side wing. Back out, Biebermeier didn't get a clean catch. The ball rolls free, picked up by Witt. Lechtenberg from the free throw line blocked. Ball comes down to Blacka, and they won't get a shot away. After one, number two ranked Fall City Sacred Heart, 21, Pawnee City 5, and we're back in 1 minute on KTNC.
For over 80 years, Farm Bureau Financial Services has served the unique needs of the ag industry. As members of your community, we get to know you and your operation, providing coverage for your farm, ranch, machinery, livestock, and so much more. Find out why we're the number one ag insurer. It's your future. Let's protect it.
From Jake or Tasha on Connect on 19th Street in Auburn, or in Fall City. We're local Farm Bureau agents.
Number one ag insurer across our in-state territory. 2018 SNL PNC Group Direct Written Premium.
Since 1991, Poppy Realty and Farm Management has been proud to be a local friend with knowledge in the real estate market. Brian Poppy is licensed in Kansas and Nebraska and a proud local community supporter while delivering exceptional and personalized service as the best resource in the area. That's why when you buy or sell, Poppy Realty can provide better support and reach just as many potential buyers as online or other firms. Learn more about Poppy Realty and their farm management services by visiting poppyrealty.com, because these decisions are more than just a transaction.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Irish ball to start the second quarter. 21-5, the Irish have the lead here after one quarter. They're the top seed in the Class D2 Sub-District 1 tournament. They'll have the basketball. Coach Luke Sano puts his starters back in there. The Irish went 8 deep in the first quarter. That's all they've got suited up tonight is 8. Everybody suited up, played in the first quarter for Sacred Heart. Up the floor, the Irish have it, and an offensive foul called on Avery Santo. On Lechtenberg, away from the ball. Excuse me, it's on 12, not 2. I'm sorry. Entry Lechtenberg with the foul. First foul of the quarter, her first of the game. To the front court we go, Pawnee City basketball. Out top, three ball, up and off the rim, no good by Navia Blacka, and the rebound to Lechtenberg for the Irish. She brings it up the top of the key, right side Witt for a triple on the back iron, no good, rebound to Santo. Santo with the rebound the other way, take the ball over to the other side. Now work it around again. McKinley Shaw to Lechtenberg. Looks it back to Witt. Over to Shaw on the elbow. Shaw back to Witt against his own defense. Lechtenberg from the free throw line out to Shaw for three. It's up. It's no good. Rebound Hallie Jones. Pass it off, and it's going to be Witt. A little five-footer won't go. Fando lost a shoe in the process. Got it put back on and hustled back up the court on defense here. 21-5, the Irish lead, and we've got another traveling violation called here on Pawnee City. Boy, that's about the fifth or sixth one here in this early portion of the ball game. Irish ball, and coming up the floor, it'll be Daisy Witt. Moving to the left side to Shaw. Skip it over to Sando from 15. It's up. It's off. No good. Long rebound. Scramble picked up by Pawnee City. Picked up by Annalise Gatula. She'll get the ball ahead to Kinsley Benson. Benson off the left side now to Matt Gatula, and a three-pointer up from the top of the key. No good for Navia Black. Lechtenberg with the rebound. Runs up the floor on the bounce and throws a pass the rest of the way up to McKinley Shull. He's got six and another assist for Lechtenberg. To the front court comes Pawnee City. Madeline Gatula with it. Cross-court pass stolen. Shaw with good anticipation going in. A hand in her back. No whistle, but a layup is good. She's got eight. Coach Luke Sando wants to take a timeout. Timeout to take it hurt. They lead by 20, and we're back in 30 seconds on KTNC.
Student athletes put in the time and planning needed to be successful in the classroom and on the field. Mustang Seeds understands the importance of planning to achieve. Let Mustang Seeds build a targeted seed plan for your farm, including seed placement, population rates, and in-season strategy. Mustang Seeds grows seed production locally, ensuring the highest quality and best product placement for Southeast Nebraska soil. Contact area specialist Todd Haring and learn how a game plan with Mustang Seeds will help you win in the field. Mustang Seeds. Supporting farmers from the ground up.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
25-5, Sacred Heart with a lead here in the early going tonight at the Roe Activity Center in Sacred Heart. Pawnee City basketball at the 6-minute mark of the second quarter with the basketball. Erica Garrett off the left side to Kinsley Benson in the middle of the floor now against the Irish zone defense. Work the ball over to the left side to Gatula. That is Annalise. Pass to the right side to Benson. Tries a bounce pass in. Kicked by Sacred Heart. And it will belong to the Indians underneath their own hoop here on the baseline. Kara Pierce to inbound the basketball. 5'2" junior, excuse me. Her inbound knocked away, stolen, tipped up by Lechtenberg. And then as she heads up the floor, she is going to be fouled by Pawnee City. Foul will go against Erica Guerra, her first, team foul number one of the quarter on the Lady Indians. To the front court we go now with the basketball, working around the right side. Witt for three, short off the iron, no good. And the rebound ball is going to ricochet out of bounds. Up into the crowd, it is Pawnee City ball. So the ball comes inbound to Annalise Gatula. Gatula working through the circle at midcourt. Looks off the right side now to Erica Guerra. Guerra down the right side with the pass. Holds on to it. Skip it across, and two Indians both thought the other was going to get it. Recovered by Emily's Gatula. Now she's got it. Fires for three. It's on the rim. It went straight up off the front of the rim. Hit the support above the backboard. That'll be out of bounds to the Irish. Shaw will bounce it in. And up the floor comes Daisy Witt at the 5-minute mark of the second quarter. Lechtenberg cross court. It's going to be Sando. One dribble into the paint. Back out to Witt. Over to Shaw, right side. Inside to Jones. Dribbled it. High bounce. She lost it. And Pawnee City takes it away. To the front court comes Erica Guerra. Off the right side, Emily Scatula. Over to the left side to Benson. Benson back to Gatula and back to Benson. Left side now, free throw line high beyond the three-point line. Down through traffic goes Gatula off the backboard of the shot. No good. Rebound picked up by Kinsley Benson. And reaching in to tie it up is Daisy Witt. Jones comes out, and it will be Dorothy Krause back in for the Irish. There she is. Pawnee City ball in the alternating possession. Bring it in with it. Erica Guerra. Cross court. Kinsley Benson moves up. Bounce pass on the inside. Shot up in the paint. No good. Put up there by Cameron Ottersberg. Rebound comes down to Daisy Witt. Witt up the floor. Left side. Sando. Three ball on the way up. And that's up at the bottom of the hole there for Avery Sando. Her first points of the game, and the lead for the Irish now is 23-28-5. The front, Guerra for two, no. Offensive rebound, left side, Ottersberg, no. On the follow by Benson. Rebound scrambled for Lechtenberg, picks it up, throws the head over the defense. The ball ends up in the hands of Avery Sando. As she tries to lay it up, she is blocked but fouled from behind by a Pawnee City player. This foul will go on Kinsley Benson, her first team foul, number two of the quarter, on Pawnee City. Sando at the line. 3 points in the ball game. Missed that one. She'll get another one here. Back in comes Eddie Sisko, the 6'1 freshman, and Maddie Osborne, a 5'8 sophomore for Pawnee City. Sitting down was Cameron Ottersberg. Free throw up and good. Take your heart up now. 29-5. Front court, bringing the ball, Erica Guerra off the right side now to Gatula. Gatula off to Osborne. Right back out, swinging to the top of the key now into the hands of Guerra. The Irish double up on the coverage out there and now pass the ball. Benson will shoot it and score from about 12 feet on the left side of the lane. Kinsley Benson gets her first two of the game, and it's 29-7, Sacred Heart. Right side, Krause drives baseline, and a hand-checking foul on the Indians. Foul on Emily Scatula, her first 13 foul of the period. Elise Reschke checking in for the Irish. Sitting down will be Kinley Shaw for the Irish, who's going to trigger the ball in. So the ball comes in with it. Sando thought about a long one, didn't take it. Out top to Wiggins, a 2-1-2 zone. Right side now inside Lechtenberg. She is double teamed, but a push foul is going to be calling her, I believe, on Sisko from behind. Let's see. I have a pick'em situation there. Nope. Going to call. That's what I thought. Annalise Gatula. That's who I actually thought it was on, but they looked at Gatula and kind of pointed at her. But Gatula picks up her second foul. She'll be replaced in the lineup now by Madeline Gatula, 5'4 junior. So inbounding for the Irish, Reschke gets the ball in. Sando from three-point land on the left side. No, making the right side. Rebound by Lechtenberg on the weak side, and it's layup good for the Irish. To the front court, Kinsley Benson for Pawnee City off the right with the basketball to Erica Guerra. Give it over. Benson looks. Did she walk? Nope. Rebound ball got knocked loose, picked up by Erica Guerra. Back out to Madeline Gatula. Pass it ahead, down low to Sisko. She got contacted. The ball is loose. Now we get a foul on Sacred Heart's Elise Reschke. Her first team foul, number two of the quarter on Sacred Heart. Pawnee City triggered in to Guerra on the right side. Erica looks for help. Now back down to the right side with it is Benson. Back to Guerra, going to load up a three ball on the rim, short, went up, came down on top of the backboard, and it's going to be taking our basketball with the out-of-bounds there. All right, bringing the ball in will be Sacred Heart here. 2:18 left in this first half as the Irish have a 31-7 lead. To the front, Daisy Witt off the left side now. Cross court to Krause, down low with it. Reschke had it knocked away in a double team. Got it back, and now out top to Witt. Right side, Krause for three, too strong. Rebound, Lechtenberg, left side, left hand, up and good. She is now up to 16, and Luke Sando called the timeout to talk it over with his players, and we're back in 30 seconds on KTNC.
Are you needing roof or gutter repair? David Rigger, a Fall City native and owner of Midwest Homes and Restoration, has you covered. They provide residential and commercial wind and hail damage restoration, as well as replacing aging roofs and guttering. Midwest Homes and Restoration proudly serves as your local company in Nebraska, Iowa, Missouri, and Kansas. To get the job done right, call David at 402-817-0606 for a free estimate right away. That's Midwest Homes and Restoration of Mound City.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
33-7, Sagan with the lead here in the first half over Pawnee City. 26-point lead, the biggest of the ball game. Gentry Lechtenberg kind of looking at her left hand and wrist down here during the timeout. Jones and Sando, the only starters in the ballgame right now for the Irish. All right, up the floor. It will be Pawnee City basketball with a minute 55 to go here in the first half. Bring the ball in and working it up the floor will be Navia Blacka. Right side, she goes with it there. Now down to Osborne, drives in, shoots. No, but a blocking foul on Sacred Heart. Good play there by Pawnee City. Foul on Sacred Hearts. Elise Reschke, her second. Team foul number three of the quarter. Now it'll be Maddie Osborne at the line to shoot two. Her first trip to the line of the ball game is up and good. 33-8. Pawnee City trailing the Irish in this D2 sub-district 1 opening game. Second one up, off the back iron, no good. Rebound to Reschke. Could get it out of there to Santo. Up the floor, left side. Moving the ball around now. Now it's back to Biebermeier. Reschke inside out to Kraus on the right wing. Pass it in the middle. Up, no good by Jones. Can't connect. Rebound brought down by Pawnee City. To the front court comes Navia Blacka. Off the left side to Benson. Benson holds it, looks. Pass to Osborne, and a reach-in foul. That's going to be number three on Elise Reschke. He's picked up all three here in his second period off the bench. Reschke out, Dacey Witt in for the Irish now. Pawnee City will bring back Daniela Gira, and also back in there, I think, 22, shot up. No good. Put up down there by Navia Blacka. Also in there is Abby Dietrich. Okay, 22. Pass to the middle. Free throw line. Sando down to Kraus. And a foul. That's going to be two shots. That's the 15 foul against Pawnee City here in the second quarter. The foul goes on Daniela Guerra. Her first. Team foul number five. And it puts Avery Sando to the line. Shoot a pair for the Irish here. Free throw up, off the back, no good. Sophomore has another one coming here. 1 minute left in the second quarter. Free throw on the way up, and good. Sando's got 5, 2 of 4 at the line in the ball game. Indians come up the floor with a minute to go, and a drive, the left hand on the left side, up, no. And a foul will put Pawnee City at the free throw line. Foul on Dorothy Krause, her first. Foul number 5 on the Irish. End of the free throw line to Via Blacka. Via, 5'5 junior, fires the free throw and gets it. 34-9, the Irish lead. Second one on the way here. Up and good again. She got them both. Blacka with 4 points in the ball game, and the lead is 34-10. 51 seconds left in this first half. Off the left side, now Biebermeier back to Witt. Jones at the high post free throw line, down to Kraus. She'll drive and pass it across the lane. Somehow got it through there. Got up, no good by Sando, and the rebound picked off by Addie Sisco. Sisco coming up the floor on the left side, and a long one for Navia Blacka won't go. The ball out of bounds on the shot, and it will be Sagan Heart ball with 24 seconds left in the period. moving up the floor with the basketball. Sacred Heart. Witt, top of the key, moving right. Picks up her dribble off to Biebermeyer. Down left side to Sando. Sando going to load up. Didn't take. Across court in the paint. Witt up. 15-footer. Won't go. Rebound saved in by Kraus. Biebermeyer with it and can't get a shot away. At halftime, it's Fall City's Sacred Heart, 34, and Pawnee City, 10. 34-10. The Irish have the lead at halftime. We're back in after this two-minute timeout on KTNC.
Fall City Foods is a pet food ingredient manufacturer that processes fresh and frozen meat byproducts for the pet food industry. Their ingredients are shipped nationwide to be further processed into pet food and treats. Fall City Foods is hiring and looking for new people to join their team. You can apply at Fall City Foods, 404 Pacific Street in Fall City, or send an email to dusty@fallcityfoods.com. Life's better with an auto policy from American Family Insurance. No matter what dreams you're driving toward. That's because you'll feel totally protected with the right auto coverage. Plus, you'll save up to 23% when you bundle auto and home with our expert agents, American Family Insurance.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Contact Britt Harson Agent at B. Harson Agency, Inc. in Fall City or Auburn. Call 402-245-2605.
Hey, everyone. This is Andy Armbruster at Armbruster Motor Company in Fall City, Nebraska. Are you in the market for a new or quality pre-owned vehicle? Look us up online at armbrustermotors.com. You'll find a great selection of new and quality one-owner vehicles. For 70 years, we've been servicing Southeast Nebraska, Northeast Kansas, and Northwest Missouri. So be sure to look us up. Your next vehicle is waiting at Armbruster Motor Company in Falls City, Nebraska.
Armbruster Motors, the tradition of commitment. Armbrusters go the extra mile.
Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City. From farm to market, you can count on Consolidated Grain and Barge to add value to your operation. They're well-equipped to handle your grain quickly and efficiently. They focus on fast and friendly service to help move your grain safely and efficiently while providing exceptional service to you. Call today Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City and discuss alternative marketing solutions.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
34-10, the Irish leading the Pawnee City Indians here at halftime for a girls' game, the first one of the night here in sub-district play. Our halftime scoring wrap brought to you by Highland Community College. HCC is close to home yet far from debt. Learn more at highlandcc.edu. First half scoring tonight for Pawnee City. Annalise Catula, 1. Kinsley Benson and Cameron Ottersberg with 2 apiece. Maddie Osborne with 1 at the free throw line. And Nevia Blacka has 4 in the first half. The Indians went 4 out of 6 at the free throw line in the first period of this contest. Their biggest lead for Bondage for Sacred Heart has been 26 points in the game. 2 fouls on Emily's Catula. Nobody else with more than 1 for Pawnee City. For the Irish in the first half, it is 16 points for Gentry Lechtenberg. She had a dozen in the first quarter. 8 for McKinley Shaw, 5 for Avery Sando, 3 for Daisy Witt, and 2 for Hallie Jones. Sacred Heart went 6 for 8 at the free throw line in the first half. 3 fouls on Elise Reschke off the Irish bench, 2 on Hallie Jones. Nobody else with more than 1 foul for the Irish in the first half of tonight's ball game. It's Sacred Heart 34 and Pawnee City 10 at halftime. Our scoring wrap-up of the first half is brought to you by Highland Community College. HCC, close to home, but far from debt. Learn more at highlandcc.edu. This is the first of two on KTNC tonight. Sacred Heart and taking on Pawnee City right now. Later on, the 2 and the 3 seeds match up. Humboldt, Table Rock, Steiner. Taking on the Sterling Jets in a girls' sub-district semifinal. You'll hear that coming up here on KTNC right now. Fall City Tiger girls about ready to get underway up at Platteview against the top seed of Platteview squad. Randy Catula has that over on sister station Sunny 101.3. Followed tonight by Auburn and Syracuse. That's on Sunny 101.3. Right now we'll take a break. We'll hear from our sponsors. Check the weather. Be back here in just a few minutes on KTNC with the second half of our Take it heart and Pawnee City gang.
Dan's Country Meats has deep family values. They are a USDA-inspected meat processing plant providing their customers with quality custom meats and award-winning sausages. Dan has won awards for his products at state, national, and even internationally. Call Dan's Country Meats at 402-839-4635 to schedule your next beef, pork, or deer processing. Or stop in for some of those award-winning sausages in a variety of flavors. Dan's Country Meats in Table Rock.
Electrical problems? Call the problem solvers. El Camino Electric in Falls City. With over 15 years' experience in the electric industry, they are licensed, bonded, and insured. They do agricultural, commercial, and residential. El Camino also has free estimates on any work you might want done. So call the problem solvers at El Camino Electric in Falls City at 402-245-3628. Solve your electrical issues with El Camino Electric in Falls City.
Life moves fast, and so does F&M Bank. Have you downloaded a convenient mobile banking app? With our app, F&M Bank is now in your pocket with 24/7 access anytime, anywhere. Check balances, transfer funds, and even pay bills with just a tap. F&M Bank's mobile app transforms banking into a seamless experience. Download the F&M Bank app today and take charge of your finances while experiencing banking at your fingertips. Because your time is precious, and so is your money. F&M Bank Falls City. Local decisions. Local solutions. Local focus. Member FDIC.
Farm and City Supply, we take good care of you. Family owned with the best brands in the business. We've got wall-to-wall selection, yes we do. Your country pot and superstore, we've got what you're looking for. For your farm, for your home, for your family, yes it's true. Farm and City Supply, we take good care of you.
Farm and City Supply, North 73 Highway in Falls City.
This is your Classic Kid Station, KTNC, Falls City. I'm meteorology meteorologist Kara Foster. Mostly sunny today with a highs in the mid-40s and lower 50s throughout Iowa, the lower 50s throughout Nebraska, the mid-50s and lower 60s throughout Kansas, and the mid to upper 50s throughout Missouri. Mostly clear skies overnight tonight with our lows in the upper 20s and lower 30s throughout Iowa, the lower 20s and lower 30s throughout Nebraska, the mid-20s and mid-30s throughout Kansas, and the lower to mid-30s throughout Missouri. For today's forecast, mostly sunny with a high nearing 58. Clear skies overnight tonight with a low around 29. Sunny and 60 on Wednesday, and a chance for some rain showers on Wednesday night. Mostly cloudy with a low around 31. Westerly winds between 10 and 20, and gusting as high as 30. Mostly sunny on Thursday with a high of 46. North winds between 10 and 20, and gusting as high as 30. Then a slight chance for some snow showers throughout Thursday night. Cloudy with a low around 28. Snow possible on Friday, mixing with sunshine and a high nearing 40. That's your weatherology forecast on KTNC. Currently, it's 57 degrees.
If you have considered estate planning and are wondering how trusts, wills, and powers of attorney would benefit you and your loved one, call Halbert Dunn & Burns LLC to make an appointment with Mike Dunn or Tracy Burns to discuss and create the best plan for you. Halbert Dunn & Burns LLC provides quality legal services in estate planning, probate, real estate, and business planning. Contact the office at 402-245-4486. Albert
Diamond
Burns, LLC in Falls City.
Holdman's Ford, your local Ford Lincoln dealer in Falls City, has many great cars and trucks, like the F-150 and so many more. If you need a used vehicle, Holdman's has them. If you need a car with good gas mileage, Holdman's has them. See Brainerd Dennis Holdman and Holdman's Ford, your local Ford Lincoln dealer in Falls City. Holdman's Ford has everything you need to keep your vehicle running from parts and service. You can view Holdman's Ford entire inventory online at HolmanFord.com.
Hi, I'm Mary Kent, Johnson County Hospital Administrator, and I would like to welcome Dr. Grant Sulzgaber to Johnson County Hospital and Tecumseh Family Health. He joins Dr. Ben Beal and Dr. Zach Templemeyer. Johnson County Hospital also serves patients at Adams Primary Care, 620 Main Street, Adams, Nebraska. I would also like to welcome Sheila Ladd as our new Home Health Director and Jolene Bartles as our new Radiology Supervisor. Tiffany Clifton has taken the role as Foundation Director, and you can contact Tiffany concerning community events at 402-335-6366.
Frontier Bank is proud to continue the tradition of the Centennial Scholarship Program that was established by the former Richardson County Bank and Trust Company in 1980 when the bank observed its 100th anniversary. Two $1,750 scholarships, one in business and one in agricultural, are awarded annually to outstanding students who have graduated from the Richardson County High School and are furthering their education at a four-year college. 2024 senior students, senior school counselor for application. You are the leaders of tomorrow. Frontier Bank, member FDIC.
You are listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Halftime at the Rural Activity Center in Falls City. It's the girls D2 Sub-District 1 semifinal ring game here. Falls City is taking heart, the top seed and ranked number 2 in the state, hosting number 4 seed Pawnee City in this one tonight. The Irish look to have it under control here, leading 34-10 at halftime. Irish, they win, will host here Thursday night in the sub-district finals. Boys pairings came out today. Sagar boys will be playing their sub-district at Parkview Christian in Lincoln next week. Tonight, the Irish and the Tuesday will take on the retreat seed Dell at 6:45. Pawnee City is number 2 seed in Class D1 sub-district 1 up at Johnson Brock. On Tuesday, Pawnee City will play third seed at Deschler in that tournament in the semifinals. Johnson Brock then defeated ranked number 1, the top seed in that sub-district. Irish basketball to start quarter number 3 here at the Rowe Activity Center, and they'll bring it up the floor with the starters in for both teams here. Take the ball into Lechtenberg. Cross court she goes to Witt. Couldn't get the shot away. Now she'll back out beyond the 3-point line. High post, Lechtenberg out to Scholl, fakes, drives, and pass underneath to Hallie Jones. Two dribbles and lays it up for 2. Hallie's got a couple of buckets in the ball game. The lead is 26 for the Irish. Up the floor, left side, off the hand of Cameron Ottersberg. Couldn't hang on to the hop pass to the baseline that time. Out of bounds it goes. Sagerhart will get it on the turnover. Coming up the floor for the Irish will be sophomore Daisy Witt off the right side. Her classmate, Avery Santo, out of the corner inside Jones. One bounce, double team, back out it goes. High post now, Lechtenberg at the free throw line. She'll go over to Shaw. She fakes the 3, tried to pass it down to Jones. It's knocked away. Good job on the defense there by Pawnee City. Stealing it away was Kara Pierce. As she goes up the floor on the right side, Scholl able to catch her from behind and tip the ball out of bounds. Triggering Emily's Gatula for Pawnee City from the baseline. She looks and brings it in. Now out to the top. Down in the corner, 3-ball up and too strong for Gatula. Lechtenberg takes the ball and up the floor she goes. Lays it off on the right side, making the left side to Witt. Can't connect. And the rebound coming back the other way. Now Pawnee City. Stop. Give the ball over on the left side now to Fridley. Hallie looking back to the top to Gatula. Emily's through traffic. Had it stripped away. Witt picks it up. She's going to head up the floor. It's a 2-on-3. She's going to keep going. The defense all went with the girl. They thought she was going to pass it with Lechtenberg. And Witt is able to the basket and lay it off the glass for 2. Biggest lead of the ball game now for the Irish at 28 points. To the front court we go. Pawnee City ball. Out top, Osborne swinging around the perimeter of the defense. Off to Pierce. Kara moves down the right side of the lane. Tripped, and she will be fouled. Irish foul this time on Gentry Lechtenberg, her second foul. She's got 2. That's the first foul of the third quarter. Bounce pass in, nearly stolen away by Scholl. Couldn't quite reach it. And now she does knock the ball loose on the other bounce pass. Lechtenberg had it. It's knocked away from her. Scholl picks up the loose ball, goes in, and she will be fouled. A blocking foul, I think, on Fridley. It's either 5 or 15. Let's see. 15. It is going to be on Hallie Fridley. Her second. Team foul number 1.5. Scholl at the line with 8 and make it 9 points as she connects there. Kinley Scholl getting ready at the line for her second or for second one of this trip. Up. Bounces it home. Good again. 73% free thrower on the year for the Irish. Up the floor, Pawnee City basketball with it. Out top with the ball is Osborne. Off the left side, Hallie Fridley. Swinging around to the right side to Pierce. Kara drives into the paint, elevates a shot on the rim, won't go. Lechtenberg had it. It's knocked away from her by Cameron Ottersberg. Irish basketball underneath the Pawnee City bucket. The lead is 30 for the Irish. 5.5 to play. Sacred Heart up 40-10. To the front court now, over to Shull. Free throw line, it goes to Shull, and a collapse on her, and a foul called on Emily Scatula. That will be her third, second foul of the quarter. Kinley Shull inbound. Nobody is guarding Sando in the right corner. Now he moves, and a 5-second call. Shull had her wide open, just didn't give her the ball. Mistake with the senior there. 5-second call, turns it over to Pawnee City. To the front court, up the floor, Emily's Gatula. Staying hurt, looks like they're zoned up here a little bit. Off the right side, Emily's Gatula passed the ball away to Pierce. Cross court pass to Fridley with a left hand dribble down the lane, taken away by Lechtenberg with the steal, her third of the game. All the way up, pass it across the lane. McKinley Shull, and then Shull over the back after the miss. Call for the foul. That'll be her first of the ball game. Team foul number two this third quarter. Shull and Lechtenberg sit for the Irish, replaced in the lineup by Elise Reschke and Dorothy Krause now for Sacred Heart. Coming up the floor of the basketball will be the Indians. Elise Catula off the right side to Pierce. Top to Fridley. 1-2-2 zone with the Irish here. Down in the right corner into Osborne. Double team. Gets it away to Fridley. Tip now to Pierce. Pierce will hold it. Pass the ball and now back out to the top. They'll reset the offense. Coming to the near left side. Fridley. Well beyond the arc. Down low with the pass to Ottersberg. Into Osborne. Shoots it too long. Rebound picked up by Avery Sando. Sando up the left side of the floor. Stops. Leaves the ball back to Dacey Witt. The Irish right now, Witt for three, up, no good. Freshman, sophomore. And a drive in, offensive foul, yep. Osborne lost her balance and then put her forearm out to clear some space, the defender there. And Maddie Osborne gets called for her first foul, team foul number three of the quarter. Sacred Heart brings Brooklyn Biebermeier into the ballgame now for D.C. Witt. As we said, the Irish only got eight players suited up for tonight's ballgame. Up the floor, Sando. Worked the ball left side, Biebermeier. She's shown the ability to knock down some long ones. He throws the ball down to Hallie Jones on the baseline, and no catch there. It's out of bounds. It will be Pawnee City ball. 40-10, halfway through the third quarter. The Irish have the lead. Sterling and HHRS girls coming up next here tonight on KTNC. Out on the right side, Fridley with it, back to the top, into the hands of Erica Guerra. Checked in that last break. Now it goes to Gatula. Playing their basketball out about 5 feet behind the three-point line. It's tough to get a shot off from there. Now it bounces into Osborne, dropped it, got it back. Swing it around, and two Indians get it before it goes out of bounds. And now Emily Scatula will reset the offense. Give the ball up there to Erica Garrett. Down in the corner, Ottersberg past the middle. Taken away by Hallie Jones. Jones with a steal and the give forward now to Sando. Biebermeier, high post with it. Reschke gets it, passes off, gets it back. Now on the right side, Krause back out top. Now to the high post, and Reschke will fire one. Off the rim, no good. The rebound picked up by Erica Garrett. Guerra up the floor. Off the right side with the pass there to Gatula. Turn around, Osborne, one hop on the rim, won't go. Rebound picked up by Elise Reschke of the Irish. Reschke will bring it up the floor now to Krause. Bounce pass in. Tipped away, kicked away by Pawnee City. Irish ball. Pawnee City bringing in, let's see, three is Kinsley Benson. Katie Hartman, a 5'6 freshman, and Eddie Sisko, a 6'1 freshman, all back in the ball game here. Krause will trigger for the Irish from the baseline. Brings in out top. Biebermeier, three ball up off the mark, no good. Rebound picked up in the corner out on the right side there by Nevaeh Blackett. Blackett comes up the floor. They go right to left towards the west bucket here as we look at it in the second half tonight for Pawnee City. Bounce pass to the top. Navia Blecka turns around, up and good. And she has six in the ball game now. A couple of hoops and a couple of free throws so far. 40-12 is our score. Sucked in that 30-point lead for the Irish. Here's Biebermeier from 15. No good. Rebound. Prowse tried to put it back up. Won't go. And the ball grabbed up by Emily Scatula. Up the right side now. Looking. Gira. Bounce pass down low. Shot blocked and recovered by Kinsley Benson. Can connect. Hallie Jones with a rebound. Up the floor quickly to Krause the other way on the baseline. Pass across the lane. Tipped. It gets through. Now Jones with it. Makes a move, and she's going to be fouled by Addie Sisko. Her first foul, number four of the quarter, with a 9:31 to go. Hallie Jones at the line. Freshman has 4 points in the contest so far. Sets herself up at the line. Deep, deep, and up, and off the back. Too strong. She'll have another one here. Sagan Hart was 6-for-8 in the first half. Right now, 2 out of 3 in the second half of the line. Hallie Jones gets set. Free throw on the way up and good. She's got 5 in the lead. It's 41-12. The Irish have the lead. Now, ready. Inbounding will be Navia Blecka. Get the ball in there to Erica Gira. Cross court. Blackett with it. Gives the ball up. Madeline Gatula back in. Out for a 3-ball. Off the rim and backboard for Callie Benson. No good. Rebound to Daisy Witt. Pushes it to the middle of the floor. Blows up between the circles. Biebermeier left side and a foul on Sisko. Addy trying to stop that pass to the middle. Contacted the Irish player from behind, and of the line is Elise Reschke to shoot two. Reschke at the line, gets set. Free throw up, and got it. She'll get another one here. The lead is 30 again for Sagan Hart. 42-12 with 66 seconds left in this third period. Second on the way up, and good again. She got them both. Biggest lead of the game for the Irish now, 31 points. What are we waiting on? No, sub in, okay. Bonnie City brought somebody into the ball game. Who must have been Madeline Gatula back in. All right, on the left side, Benson down to Sisko. Missed wide on the pass. Sisko kept it alive. It's back to Benson. He throws it up. It won't go. And she'll go to the line to shoot two. She got fouled as she went across the lane and threw it up with the right hand. Taking her foul on Brooklyn Biebermeier. Her first. Third foul of the quarter on the Irish. 47 seconds left. Benson first trip to the line in the ball game. It's on the way up. And the first one, maybe. There, now she shoots. It's up, in and out, no good. She'll get another one. Benson gets another one here. Benson set. Spins it. Pearls it. Shoots it and made it. 1 out of 2, and it's 43-13, Sagan Hart. 40 seconds to go in the third quarter. The Irish to the front court. Daisy Wood down the right side. Krause will fire from 17. Way strong. Loose ball rebound. Tipped first by Biebermeier. It went across to Krause. And we got a foul on Addie Sutton trying to get that rebound. That's her third. Out of the line again will be Elise Reschke to shoot two more. He just made two. Let's see what happens here. It's on the way up and off the mark. No good. Second one coming here. Reschke set. Fires. And a couple of hops won't go. Sisko the rebound, and she'll get the ball away to Navia Blecka. To the front. Gives the ball up there to Benson. Benson passes off, gets it right back just inside the three-point line for a long two on the left side, up and good. 5 now for Kinsley Benson. It's 43-15. Through the front court, the Irish have it. Witt over to Sandow, and she walked with it, getting ready to make a move, kind of like she was starting a motorcycle there, kind of a kick start, but got both feet going first. 9 seconds to go in the quarter. Pawnee City ball on a via Benson, or excuse me, via Blecka to the front. Passes off, gets it back. 2 on the clock. Benson will fire before the buzzer. Short, no good. After 3, Sacred Heart 43, Pawnee City 15. We're back in 1 minute on KTNC.
We all know the benefits of diet and exercise. They can help you get healthy and stay healthy. We're here to care for you with the latest medicines, therapies, and technology. We offer a complete array of medical resources to treat any medical needs you may have. But a smart, healthy lifestyle is a great place to start. It's quality advice.
Community Medical Center. Amazing people. Exceptional care. Online at cmcfc.org.
For over 80 years, Farm Bureau Financial Services has served the unique needs of the ag industry. As members of your community, we get to know you and your operation, providing coverage for your farm, ranch, machinery, livestock, and so much more. Find out why we're the number one ag insurer. It's your future. Let's protect it.
See Jake or Sasha on Connect on 19th Street in Auburn or in Falls City. We're local Farm Bureau agents.
Number one ag insurer across our in-state territory. 2018 SNL PNC Group Direct Written Premium.
You are listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
43-15, Sacred Heart with the lead after three quarters here over Pawnee City, the girls' sub-district action tonight. A win for the Irish. They move on to play Thursday night here at the Rowe Activity Center against the winner of the next game, Humboldt Table Rock Senior and Sterling. Pawnee City ball to start this fourth period. Out top with it, Emily's Gatula. Off the left side, Hallie Fridley. Back to Gatula. Bounce pass to Osborne. Free throw line throws up. No good. Rebound Lechtenberg for the Irish. Junior heads into the paint. Between two defenders, it rolls off the rim. Won't go from the backboard. And Emily's Gatula grabs the rebound. Up the floor she comes. 16 points for Lechtenberg. Hasn't scored here in the second half. Here's a three ball up. No good by Gatula, another Lechtenberg rebound. This time, try to throw it ahead to Shaw. Stolen on the bounce. Taking it away, Kara Pierce, and then his ball is knocked away from behind by the Irish. And it'll be Pawnee City basketball on the baseline. They're out on the corner, right side of the floor. They'll inbound the ball to Annalise Gatula. Left side with it, Hallie Fridley. Swing it around to Pierce, right side, high post, Osborne, doubled, gets it back out of there to Emily Gatula. Annalise will fire it up off the glass, it's good. 3 points for Annalise Gatula, now it's 43-17, the Irish lead by 26. Biggest lead has been 31 in the ball game. Sando from 15, no, rebound McKinley Shaw. In the paint she goes, shot blocked, picked up by Lechtenberg, and lays it up and in. Lechtenberg now with 18 points in the ball game. 45-17 at the other end. Out top, around Pierce will go to Gatula. Try to bounce in, and is taken away by the Irish, by Hallie Jones. Jones ahead to Lechtenberg. Defense stops. She got called for trial before she could get rid of the basketball to Shaw. Back in comes Avia Blacka for Pawnee City. Sitting down will be Maddie Osborne. 5'8", sophomore. To the front court. Here come the Indians with the basketball. Up the floor, left side. The ball goes over to Hallie Fridley. Swinging around the Irish zone, driving it in, and a reach-in foul on the shot. And I think I know, but I'm not... Could have went two ways. I think, yeah, it's on Hallie Jones. That was my thinking. But McKinley Shaw was in the neighborhood. I thought they might tag her. Hallie picks up her third foul of the game, first of this fourth quarter in the ball game. Pawnee City at the line, gets set, free throw up, and off the mark, no good. I think that is Kara Pierce at the line, number one. She also has a ponytail, goes all the way to her waistband. Missed it, rebound to Shaw, it was her. She turns around, now I can see her. Now Shull up the floor, ahead to Lechtenberg. Contact up, no good on the shot, but a blocking foul will put her at the line to shoot two. Foul goes on Pawnee City. Allie Ridley picks up her third foul. First foul of the quarter, Lechtenberg at the line, and another one. Now made 3 for 3 in the game, has 19 points, averaging just under 16 points a game on the season. It's up, and it rattles home. Gets them both, and the lead is 30 again for the Irish, 47-17. Up the floor for Pawnee City with the basketball. They play catch, out top with it. Gatula passes off. Pierce gets it right back. Now Fridley can't penetrate that zone for the Irish. They really don't have a three-point confidence player. Here's a steal by Lechtenberg. Lechtenberg going ahead, trying to get it ahead up the floor to Witt, and it's turned over, taken away by Pawnee City as the ball goes out of bounds off of Sacred Heart. So inbounding the ball will be Emily Scatula. Pierce, and right back to Scatula. She'll come up the floor with 5.5 to play. Scatula in the middle, off to Pierce on the right side. They play catch back and forth. The point of the defense on that zone out there is Witt Sando for the Irish. Now move to the right. Pierce drives in underneath the bucket all the way across the lane. Shot up, no good by Ottersberg. Jones had the rebound. Taken away. Pawnee City shoots, misses. That was Fridley. She got it back, missed again. And now Lechtenberg comes down with the basketball, her 10th rebound of the night. She's going to go all the way to the hole. Off the glass, in and out, it won't go. Rebound to Kara Pierce, the 5'2 junior, up the floor. Crosses midcourt, off the left side to Fridley. To the right. Now pass tipped by Witt. Picked up by Shull. Over to Lechtenberg, cross court. Witt going to back up and shoot a three. No good. Rebound to Lechtenberg. Fouled as she puts it back up. I've now got her for 11 rebounds, couple of assists and 4 steals in the game to go along with 20 points. Not a bad night's work. Lechtenberg sets up at the line for the free throws. It's on the way up and good. She gets on a roll at the line. She can just be a free throw shooting machine for the Irish. Here comes Dorothy Krause in the ball game. Elise Reschke is in the ball game for the Irish. And if the free throw is good, and it's not, Brooklyn Biedermeyer will come in on the next break in the action for the Irish. 48-17, matching the biggest lead of the game at 31 points. Bounce pass to the free throw line. Black, back out he goes to Emily Scatula. To Pierce, drives the lane, shoots it, left it short, rebound out of bounds, touch last by Sacred Heart. Pawnee City basketball. Here comes Biedermeyer for the final 4:08. Lechtenberg will sit with Shull. Right now, Sando on the bench. Bring the ball in on the lob to the top to Emily Scatula. Dribbles up, shoots off the backboard. No. Rebound picked up by Reschke. The Irish have 11 players in the scorebook. They're suited 8 tonight. I know. For Sadie Tisdall is injured. Inside to Jones. One bounce and off the glass. Up. She got wrapped in the mouth for trouble. 7 now for Hallie Jones. And she either... What happened? Oh, contact came out. Okay. Contact came out, so they'll take a timeout. 50-17, the Irish lead. We're back in half a minute on KTNC.
Since 1991, Poppy Realty and Farm Management has been proud to be a local friend with knowledge in the real estate market. Brian Poppy is licensed in Kansas and Nebraska and a proud local community supporter while delivering exceptional and personalized service as the best resource in the area. That's why when you buy or sell, Poppy Realty can provide better support and reach just as many potential buyers as online or other firms. Learn more about Poppy Realty and their farm management services by visiting poppyrealty.com, because these decisions are more than just a transaction.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Pawnee City basketball after the timeout. Now on the right side of the basketball, Kinsley Benson out top. Shot up. Erica Guerra can't make it. Rebound brought down by D.C. Witt of the Irish. Ahead to Sando. Look, drives up. 12-footer. Partially blocked there by Madeline Gatula. Back of the game is Addie Sisko for Pawnee City. Tried to bounce it to her, and she was going, and the ball was behind her. Biebermeier with a steal goes in the other way and pushed from behind. Couldn't elevate the shot, but she'll go to the line to shoot a pair here. The foul will go on Madeline Gatula. Her second team foul, number two of the quarter. She won't go to the line to shoot two. Push before the shot. Now out to Biebermeier. Three-pointer, left corner, no good. Weak side rebound to Pawnee City, and up the floor with it comes Avia Blacka. Blacka, free throw line, dishes it out of there to Erica Garris. Cross court, back out top now to Madeline Gatula. And Avia Blacka up, no, rebound to Sando. Taking heart. Sando, sophomore. Coming up the floor now to Daisy Witt. Right side Krause. They cover her up in a hurry. Back to Witt at the 230 mark. Left side, Biebermeier. Sando with it. Free throw line, circle. In the middle, Reschke. They play catch at the 220 mark. Left side, Biebermeier. Back out to Sando. Well, the Irish are in good shape here. They don't have to score, obviously. But now it's Sando with the dribble. She'll pull it out to Witt. Witt looks to attack. Nothing there against the zone. Inside to Reschke. Back out to Witt. Daisy Witt at the two-minute mark. Now off to Sando for three from the left side of the circle. It's good.
Avery Sando
now has 8 points in the ball game. Timeout Pawnee City. They're just going to change some players here. So nobody's going to the bench. Oh, now Pawnee City wants a full timeout. Okay. Now they want a full timeout. It's 53-17. Sacred Heart, we're back in 30 seconds on KTNC.
Student athletes put in the time and planning needed to be successful in the classroom and on the field. Mustang Seeds understands the importance of planning to achieve. Let Mustang Seeds build a targeted seed plan for your farm, including seed placement, population rates, and in-season strategy. Mustang Seeds grow seed production locally, ensuring the highest quality and best product placement for Southeast Nebraska soil. Contact area specialist Todd Harring and learn how a game plan with Mustang Seeds will help you win in the field. Mustang Seeds. Supporting farmers from the ground up.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
53-17, Sacred Heart with the win. Yes, that'll be. I'll make that announcement in a couple of minutes. 53-17, Sacred Heart with the lead here late in this fourth quarter night at the Rowe Activity Center. Minute 53 left in this one. Sarah Sterling and HTRS will play next. The winner will play Thursday night against Sacred Heart. We fight. Up the floor we go with it. Erica Guerra. Pass off the left side, and now over it goes the far side to Benson. She's going to drive past the middle to Sisko. Up, no good, but a whistle and a foul. I'm going to guess Hallie Jones. And my guess would be correct for a change. Hallie's fourth, second foul of the quarter on the Irish. At the line, Addie Sisko to shoot two. The free throw up, no good, too strong. She'll get another one here. Sisko, 6'1", just a freshman, ready, fires. It's up, off, no good. Hit the backboard, but not the rim, so it'll be Irish basketball. But now, inbounding, it will be Biebermeier into Sando. Off to Biebermeier, left side, back to Sando with 90 seconds to go. Krause, bounce pass into Jones, bounce pass, bounce once, a dribble, came up, bounce pass across the lane to Reschke, who can't connect underneath the bucket, and here comes Pawnee City down the lane, and traveling going to be called as Annalise Gatula got the ball trapped as she went through a couple of defenders. It will be Irish ball. Sando up the floor, through the circle at midcourt. Off the left side, gets it back. to the high post. Now back out, Kraus. Dyers looking to attack the middle. 1 minute left in this contest. Sando plays catch on the right side. Kraus drives up, gives to Jones out on the right side on the baseline. Bounce pass to Kraus, got away from a defender. Shoots it, missed it. And the rebound comes down to Daniela Girna, 5'4", freshman. He'll bring it up the floor, pass to the right side with 38 seconds to go in the ball game. To the top, to Villablanca for three. It's short, no good. And the Irish will get it back. Excuse me, that was Emily Scatula shooting that. 2, not 12, John. Irish ball with 32 seconds to go here. All right, Avery Santa will work it to the front court for Sacred Heart. Off the right side, Kraus for a triple. It's up, it's good on the right side of the circle. Dorothy Kraus, their first points of the ball game, and it's now a 39-point advantage for the Irish. Pawnee City pass knocked away out of bounds by Sacred Heart. Inbounding on the sideline, Kinsley Benson. Bring it in for Daniela Guerra. Daniela Guerra looks, gives it away now to Erica Guerra, and she'll load up a three and hit it. Erica Guerra with the triple, and that's going to be your ball game. Final score, Fall City, Sacred Heart, 56, Pawnee City, 20, 56-20. Your final. We'll come back and wrap it up. Our post-game show coming up next on KTNC, brought to you by Farm Bureau Services, Fall City, and Auburn. Back after this 1 minute timeout.
Are you needing roof or gutter repair? David Rigger, a Fall City native and owner of Midwest Homes and Restoration, has you covered. They provide residential and commercial wind and hail damage restoration, as well as replacing aging roofs and guttering. Midwest Homes and Restoration proudly serves as your local company in Nebraska, Iowa, Missouri, and Kansas. To get the job done right, call David at 402-817-0606 for a free estimate right away. That's Midwest Homes and Restoration of Mound City.
Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City. From farm to market, you can count on Consolidated Grain and Barge to add value to your operation. They're well equipped to handle your grain quickly and efficiently. They focus on fast and friendly service to help move your grain safely and efficiently while providing exceptional service to you. Call today Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City and discuss alternative marketing solutions.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Our game summary brought to you by Farm Bureau Services, Falls City and Auburn. See Farm Bureau Services, DJ Kratosh Arm Connect. It's your future. Let them protect it. Pawnee City will finish the year 2 wins and 18 losses. They are led on the scoreboard tonight by Nevaeh Blackett with 6 points, 5 for Kinsley Benson. Emily Scatula had 3, 2 for Cameron Ottersberg, and 1 for Maddie Osborne, 3 more for Erica Guerra. For the Irish in the game tonight, it is 21 points for Gentry Lechtenberg. Also had her for 10 rebounds in the ballgame. Actually, make that 11 rebounds. 10 points for McKinley Schultz, 8 for Avery Santo. 7 for Hallie Jones, 5 for Daisy Witt, 2 for Elise Reschke, 3 for Dorothy Kraus in the ball game. The Irish hit 14 out of 20 at the free throw line. They're now 18-4 on the year. They'll move on to play Thursday night in the sub-district final here against either HTRS or Sterling. Those two teams out on the floor warming up right now, getting ready for the next game. It's coming your way here. We'll be back in about 12 or 14, 15 minutes with a second half of our doubleheader on KTNC. Our postgame stats brought to you by Farm Bureau Services, Fall City and Auburn. DJ Kratosh Arm Connect. It's your future. Let them protect it.